Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, the 26th day of May, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, so start your engines. My engine is running a little rough, but I'm here. I screamed for over an hour off and on at the Texas Capitol yesterday in the cacophonous halls. I absolutely want to salute the 100 or so people that were there when I got there at about 2:45. Then I came back outside, and everywhere I went, I saw new people that were arriving, and ended up more crowds even showed up over the evening. The San Antonio paper estimates over 300 over the day. I saw 100 at one time and more than 100 milling around in other areas. So unknown numbers. I would say conservatively probably 500 people showed up from all over Texas spontaneously because they were putting the phones off the hook or they were busy or they were going to voicemail at the Texas State Capitol. The whole world's watching with this TSA takeover operation. And now suddenly, we first had the report out yesterday. I'm just so proud of our writers and researchers. They got Senator Simonson, or House Member Simonson, Senator Patrick's letters talking about the feds threatening blockades, releasing the letter from the feds threatening the no-fly zone over Texas, and that's what it is. And we put it in an article, and today I tuned through a whole bunch of talk stations, hundreds of news articles, including national news articles. I scanned over in Dallas Morning News, San Antonio Express News, Houston Chronicle, Boston Globe, Politico, Forbes, I mean, just everywhere, pretty much unanimously against what the feds have done. People really see this tyranny. We're making the tyrants act like tyrants. And pointing out that, my goodness, the TSA says it's our way or the highway. We're going to stick our hands down your children's pants. We're going to grab you on the outside. We're going to fondle the genitals of Miss America. We're going to leave the borders wide open. And if you don't like it, we'll just have a blockade on you like you're Libya or like you're Iran. Well, those are just sanctions with Iran, but there is a blockade of Libya, an act of war. So incredible. And Senator Patrick yesterday withdrew his bill and then tried to bring it back to the floor when he thought he had the votes. He originally had 30 of 31 senators confirmed, and we've now discovered who the exact culprit is for gutting it at the behest of the Obama administration. And he's set to try to replace Perry as governor, he said, or he'll run for U.S. Senate with Bilderberg Group member Kay Bailey Hutchinson stands down. He is a former CIA government overthrow specialist, and he is the real governor of Texas. After the Civil War, because we had puppet governors down here, they set it up where the lieutenant governor that comes out of the Senate, the head of the Senate, has the governor's powers. Perry has almost no power, formerly was lieutenant governor. But Dewhurst really has the governor's powers, and he killed the bill. And Senator Patrick's on record calling him out, saying Dewhurst wanted to keep it secret. I went in a lot of their offices yesterday, a lot of the different Senate offices, and I could tell when I went in Dewhurst offices, I mean, it was Pentagon Central. I mean, I looked at these guys when I walked in, and it was, we own this country, it's ours, and that's the end of it. And Dewhurst has always been a monster. I've seen him in person. He's one of those people who looks like Ted Bundy, acts like Ted Bundy. He's the wealthiest member of Texas government. And when you're around him, he just radiates evil. And he is an Obama operative. And Dewhurst, no matter how much money you got, Texas is angry at you. It's in every major paper. You're going down, you Obama-supporting, anti-Texas black ops spook. You will not bring down Texas like some third world country, boy.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Thursday, the 26th day of May, 2011. My voice is a bit blown today, but we are here live due to bullhorn-level shouting without the aid of a bullhorn outside and inside of the Texas state capitol, the front lines of the fight of the illegitimate globalist power grab via the federal government as they attempt to codify by practice and administrative law the sexual molestation of women, small children, and men, first outside the pants, now in the pants, now in the underwear, actually grabbing the genitals. And I have witnessed it with my own eyes. It's been videotaped countless times. Just 8 months ago, they were denying it in October, November of last year. Now it's all admitted and it's out in the open what they're doing and that they plan and are now executing the program to roll out on the streets of America, seizing the entire infrastructure. This is martial law in slow motion, now going into higher gear. They will never call it martial law. It's called security. And it is the end of the Fourth Amendment, the end of the Republic, if they succeed. All of this is being done ahead of the economy completely collapsing and going into IMF World Bank receivership to the very private banks that operate through those consortiums who have maneuvered the country to this position and put their corporate and FBI and former intelligence officer people in place over almost every major state and city. They control the narcotics traffic. They control the white slavery traffic, and it's all on record. They are an absolute 100% pure mafia that controls our police and military. But our average police officer, our average military, men and women are great people. I've met them. I know them. I've seen them give more money than anybody else combined to Ron Paul in the last election, both some of the major independent law enforcement lobbies, but also the military. And so that really signifies there that they are beginning to wake up. The problem is they are commanded by this mafia. It's called tyranny when this happens. And the Nuremberg defense the Nazis used, if I was just following orders, is not going to work. So you've got a decision to make. Now, I've got a million things running through my head, so many incredible issues that need to be covered, and I'm going to go over all of it. The economy is just accelerating into free fall. We're going to go over that. New leak feared at stricken Japan nuclear plant, just meltdowns full scale. Pakistan trims U.S. military mission as mistrust grows. Rick Perry's rethinking his pledge not to run for president. If Perry pledges to do something, then you want to put your money on him breaking the pledge. Of course, he's going to run for president. If he doesn't think they won't use blackmail against him. He's got, I'm not going to get into it. Continuing here. We have more on the horrible tornadoes, and our hearts and prayers go out to all those people. I was reading a media report about a man caught on video with his wife, and they're running with the baby, and his wife fell down, and the tornado was right behind him, and he grabbed the baby and kept running. And I've had talks with my wife about things like that. You know, what if we were in the water and the kids were, about to go under and I had to save you or them, what would you do? She says, well, save them. And it's the same way. But just to realize that our children come first. It's instinctive. It's basic. Any parent who's got their head even screwed on halfway straight would take a bullet for their children. So how are we going to let a bunch of miscreant, unauthorized federal goons do it? Well, again, if they can get away with this, they can do anything. Molesting our children. So I'm going to be going over that. Also, it's in Wired Magazine, the Associated Press. Kurt Nemo did a big detailed report on it. Oregon Senator reveals secret government surveillance grid. Here's Wired Magazine. There's a secret Patriot Act, Senator says. And that's Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon. Folks, none of this is secret. You can read Patriot Act 1 and 2. It states it in clear English. If you go follow the U.S. code, it lists. And if you read the Telecommunications Act, as I've told you, everything is fed over government snooping grids with keyword. Fax, email, voice, radio. They've got listening devices all over the place trying to pick up all CB. They've got AI computers for at least 30 years, highly advanced now with incredible space to be able to basically filter everything. And the main grid is there to make sure that local police don't bust CIA bringing drugs in, or to make sure aircraft with little kidnapped American kids make it out of the country. That's been in the Chicago Tribune even. It's mainly for the criminals to surveil the good guys, which Skousen thinks there's more people on the dark side in government than not. Most people are compartmentalized low level. I'd say 20% are dark side, 80%. Just don't know which end is up, and are just like the general public. I guess in positions of power, yeah, more than half are very corrupt. And we've done an analysis of this, but here it is. Now, see, it's all illegal, and they're doing it. Completely illegal. And none of it has to do with Al-Qaeda, unless it's trying to track other agencies if they're going to launch an Al-Qaeda attack to make sure those agencies are ordered to stand down. That's why FBI agents were in major newspapers after 9/11 saying it was as if Al-Qaeda had moles in the FBI above us. Well, of course they had moles. The commanders of Al-Qaeda were above you, at least the Al-Qaeda patsies. And that's why the FBI superiors and CIA superiors and Special Forces superiors in the Army would come to the people and say, you're not going to do anything. In fact, that was in the news yesterday, and even the Associated Press. Military ordered and intelligence ordered to not track bin Laden in the month before 9/11 because they had Sybil Edmonds at the NSA, FBI translator for NSA communiques, and she came and said, Al-Qaeda's being run. Here are the tapes. They're getting ready for something big. They say they're talking to someone who's Osama bin Laden. They're running white slaves, weapons, drugs. There's about to be an attack. And they said, we'll take those communiques. Shut your mouth. Now, again, this is all on record. So it's time for folks to grow up. What is so hard to understand? A scientific mafia, a corporate mafia, is in control of the federal government. This same mafia is in control of almost every country in the world. Rogue countries like Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in Iran, Muammar Gaddafi, it doesn't mean they're good guys. See, people think in a one-dimensional way. Either the criminals that run us are good, or they're bad, or Gaddafi's good, or he's bad. No. Gaddafi are your normal government control freak people, but nothing compared to the globalists with their scientific evil, who they don't run yet. They're pieces left on the risk board, or there are a few pieces left on the chessboard, and they're being wiped out. And then domestically, your farms, your ranches, your local factories, your jobs, that's being wiped out. In this corporate model of total domination, anything they don't own and control is to be destroyed and to be taken over. This is a giant monopoly game, and monopoly means there's only one group. It means total domination, full spectrum dominance. And they get these guys up into their criminal orders, their criminal organizations, and they all become fat and wealthy off of us. And then they commit so many crimes in the process. Both political parties, or three political parties in England, it's the same paradigm, same in Europe, they always set up hardcore secret police systems, crack down on free speech, crack down on demonstration, try to intimidate the public because they better. In Greece, they're stealing the pension funds of paid-in doctors. And thousands of doctors took the street, and the police just went in there and split their heads open. Boy, when you start doing that to professionals, these countries are going to get overtaken by the people. And it takes that tyranny for folks to finally wake up. Once the professional class gets their teeth knocked out or their kids abused, it's over, it's on, the real resistance starts. And so they've had the fake terror they've been pushing and staging ahead of knowing real resistance will finally physically mount, and then they're going to say, oh, that's terrorism. Well, if you believe that, then George Washington was Osama bin Laden. If you believe that, Patrick Henry was Muammar Gaddafi. The truth is we have psychological warfare terrorists using Madison Avenue tricks, PR propaganda, and they brag and publish books on this, you know, talking about how they've done it, Bernays and others, playing games with people. But once you know the con, it doesn't matter how coiffed Rick Perry's hair is, or David the Slimeball Black Op Commander Dewhurst. It doesn't matter how slick-sounding Obama is reading off a teleprompter. It doesn't matter anymore once you know they're enemies, they're criminals, they need to be dealt with, they need to be stood up against, and they absolutely must be called out now. People need to stop cowering and bowing down and licking the boots and thinking of government as our authorities, our officials, our the excellencies, the honorable ones. They are the servants. They are the servants of the sacred liberty and freedom enshrined in our republic, the great jewel that Thomas Jefferson talked about. And when they are servants, they are honorable in their service. But when they are running around like a bunch of rapacious animals, wolves, chewing our guts out, rending and scientifically prosecuting a war against the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Well, they're prosecuting a war against it because it is the supreme law. It is the republic. It is diametrically opposed and the polar opposite, 180 degrees, the furthest point in the political universe on this planet from what they are. They are tyrants. They are dogs. They are scum. They are worms. They are parasites. They are despots. They are to be hated and feared because history shows they are the plague. Well, there's a bunch of issues here before I get into all the other financial and geopolitical, and Obama now quoted again saying he's got a stealth plan to get our guns. I want to spend some time on this TSA situation because this affects not just the U.S., but the entire planet, not just Texas, but every state in this union. It is now confirmed what we told you 9 years ago, because then it was public as well, just not widely circulated, that the TSA is the domestic national security force. And you notice it's bipartisan, Bush, Obama, across the board. They want to make this a Republican-Democrat issue, so when Obama's in, Democrats will support the TSA, and then when Republicans are in, they'll support it. That's how they divide us in the left-right paradigm. I don't care if you're a liberal, conservative, libertarian, communist, Easter Bunny, whatever it is, you shouldn't want this to be done to you and your family. I mean, the Soviet Union, at its height, didn't, take Miss Soviet Union or whatever at a checkpoint and stick their hands down her pants. They would, no one would ever, not in communist China. I talk to folks that fly there all the time, even touch your body. If they're suspicious or think you're doing something, they call you in behind closed doors and interrogate you. But again, political correctness, they're not making a mistake here. And, oh, we don't want to target certain groups so everyone has hands down their pants. It's designed that way. So they flip it around and say, all of you are guilty. But I'm digressing. Here's the points I want to get into. A, great job to the hundreds of people that showed up during the afternoon and throughout the evening when they closed the day's session at past 11 o'clock at night. Folks were in the gallery. Said traitors, treason, and Dewhurst made sarcastic remarks to the media, saying, I guess they don't like all we've done for them, and then laughed about Patrick and made some sarcastic comments about Senator Patrick, who's now exposed Dewhurst. I want to talk about the state police. I had a Dutch film crew with me, and they couldn't believe citizens marching into a Capitol and screaming at the lobbyists, screaming at the senators, going to their offices and screaming at them. Well, that's what freedom looks like. If you don't have that, you've got the opposite, what this country's now turned into. That's your birthright. And if you don't like seeing people behave like that and do things like that, And this, quote, civil society, when you have an outrageous federal power grab meant to break our will, meant to set a precedent where they can do anything they want, extreme tyranny calls for extreme actions. And this was not extreme actions, going down there and showing them that we're angry and getting in their face and then garnering literally hundreds of TV stations. There were hundreds of TV stations there in the final days of the Texas legislature. And at any one time, I had 20 news cameras around me. And then my job was done in an hour, hour and 20 minutes. I left and I said, okay, all you great patriots that came out, you go be on the media now. They were all over TV, our listeners, and all over newspapers. And they stayed there till past 11 o'clock at night. Just absolutely incredible to see the people there, frankly, a lot of them doing a better job than I did when I saw them on the news. And there's no way to watch all the newscasts. There are hundreds of Texas newscasts, dozens of national newscasts, hundreds of newspapers, another devastating blow against the globalists. Oh, they unanimously passed it in the House, 138-0. They had 30 of 31 senators, almost unanimous, and Dewhurst killed it. And we now know how Dewhurst killed it. And we won this battle. Oh, we didn't lose by them engaging in this treachery. Many Texas papers across the board, both Democrat and Republican editorial boards, are saying Dewhurst is done. Dewhurst, it's over. You know why? He didn't proudly get up and say, I work for the Justice Department, and I want to be a U.S. senator, and I'm a toady, and I've worked with Obama's people. He let senators know, and they're on record, saying, don't let anybody know. I can't have fingerprints on this. We're going to kill it. And he worked the floor and made threats and made promises to kill it and knocked the 30 of 31 votes down to almost zero with some of these cowards. And the fact that his treachery has been shown and the fact that finally Senator Patrick hit him with both barrels and said, you are a disgrace. You are a traitor. I mean, he's all over the news here. You did this behind the scenes. I will not support you for U.S. Senate. I will not support you for governor. And Patrick's as powerful as it gets in the Senate. I mean, Patrick, finally, your people are finally starting to become Americans again and say, I don't care about being a political toady. I'm taking you on. They're finally becoming Texans. We're going to talk about this on the other side. Liberty is contagious.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. All right. 50,000 unstoppable watts. That's right, 50,000 unstoppable watts. Add all our AM and FMs together, the internet, global shortwave satellite, it's billions of watts, billions of unstoppable watts. In the info war, ladies and gentlemen, all of our listeners, great activists out there, ring the alarm bells as watchmen and women on the wall, rallying free humanity against the tyranny of the globalist. Okay, let me just in a succession give you a report of exactly what happened yesterday here in Texas. The TSA announced Tuesday evening and sent lobbyists on record to work behind the scenes with Texas Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst behind the scenes to have him go threaten via the letter a federal blockade, a federal no-fly zone. That's what it is, over the state of Texas. No aircraft allowed in or out. And then if that was resisted, what would they do? Just so incredible that Janet Napolitano up there says this will not be discussed. Take our offer or drop dead. We are going to continue sticking our hands down your pants. And then, of course, what's coming after that, as we predicted for years, is a trusted traveler where you waive all your rights, get into a system, then they tell you if you're allowed to fly or not, and then you swipe a special biometric card and a retina scan. I noticed the lobbyist the politicians, their handlers, they all get to bypass security at the Texas Capitol that they just put in a few months ago. And the same system's now going into the airports. So this is how they herd us into accepting it. So it's a total societal takeover. And it's outrageous. And so I was trying to call them live on air. It was going right to voicemail, even the general switchboard number. And I said, that's it. I'm going down there at 12:30. We had an hour and a half left in the broadcast, 12:30 Central Time. And I got down there about 2:45. And there was about 80 people outside. I went inside, another 60, 70, 100, I don't know, had already gone in. Everybody was split up all over the Capitol. When I came back out an hour and a half later, there were a bunch of people I hadn't met or talked to everywhere. More people arriving, cars pulling up. I'm told that it increased several hundred throughout the next few hours. And people were just there all day right up until past 11:30 at night when they closed the session, that day's session. Absolutely buoying, just fulfilling, because I don't like being on the defense. I don't like seeing the tyranny grow, the creeping evil, watching people cower, watching America lose its fighting spirit. It was so good to see old people, young people, black people, white people, Hispanics, Asians, everybody. You know, just a true cross-section of Texans, of Americans, with liberty and the same light of freedom burning in their eyes to shake their hands, people bringing their wonderful, dear children to the event. And we went in, we sat there and rebuked the metal detectors they've put in and pointed out that soon there would be even more and then that they would phase in groping, and that was the plan. We marched through, and I just yelled in my drill sergeant's loudest voice. And I doubt that's one gift God gave me. I doubt, folks, anybody could get louder than this. I mean, this was loud. It was shaking the building. I had sent as a probe hours before my show was over and left, an hour and a half before Rob Jacobson. He was three floors up in the dome down a hall. And he was actually in the chamber videotaping the senators breaking law. And I could play the local newscast where they admit it's illegal, but they do it. And they vote for each other. When nobody's there, they're just running down the line. Voting. It was like 10 guys in there, 20-something gone. They were just all sitting there hitting buttons, just committing crime right in front of everybody. Well, we've been doing it for decades, so it's all right. I mean, it was incredible. People won't believe that. If you just type in Texas, representatives vote for each other or something like that, you'll pulp the incredible newscast. But we have footage of it, and we're going to be putting that out. We just got so much footage to go through. And before I get to the real big story today, the big breaking news dealing with this, I'm just setting the table in the background, but people have a full spectrum view of what was going on. It's important to look at things in a complex way. The media is always dumbing things down by design. They've got white papers on that, always dumbing the cartoons, the culture, the movies down to dumb you down. It's not you're dumb, you want dumb things. Sure, after you've been fed on poison for a long time, you start thinking it's mother's milk. But to make a long story short here, folks all over America are commenting in the news articles and on YouTube and all these different news sites going, I've never seen people act like this, marching in, screaming in people's faces, aggressively talking to their officials that way. Well, no, they're our servants, and they've done something horrible. A unanimous House did the right thing, 138-0, and the Senate had 30 of 31 votes, and it was going to pass. Perry claimed he was going to sign it, but he used his minion, Dewhurst, in there. That's Perry's master of that. Kill things quietly, then he claims he would have signed it. It's just perpetual with Perry. I live here, folks. I study him. He's a Bilderberg attendee. He's a snake, but I digress. Talks all the right talk, doesn't walk the walk. There was rage, and even though I was screaming when they wouldn't let us into the Senate gallery and blocked us, even though I was screaming at the top of my lungs, traitors, criminals, sellouts, most of the state police were smiling and nodding, saying, hi, Alex, and when there wasn't a camera on, saying, you know, we agree with you. Well, of course they agree. They don't want their wives and daughters and husbands having people stick their hands down their pants. So even though I was like a wild rhinoceros bellowing and running around in there, the police didn't see me as the enemy. Even though, quite frankly, I was seeing the lobbyists, the entire government system, as a giant affront in my rage, they understood the anger. And now that I can look back on the videos and in hindsight think about it, and I think are the model, the way the state police behaved, of what peace officers and public servants are supposed to act like. And I've certainly seen bad behavior from the Texas State Police as well before, checkpoints and things. But this was what America is all about and why this country is special. Now, I am so upset about what's going on in this country. It's why I don't have a lot of rallies. I don't have a lot of demonstrations, because my anger is real, ladies and gentlemen, and it is massive. And I get out there in these positions, and it takes a toll on me, on my voice, on my diaphragm, on my mind. But at the same time, this was fulfilling, because even though they killed the bill, now we are exposing the evil. Many times in a war, you've got to do a probing action to see the response and call the enemy out. And then to build our forces and to show the establishment we're coming, with 20-plus other states moving to do what Texas attempted to do. And they will not succeed in every case. And there will be other states. I would imagine Montana, Wyoming, Utah, they're all moving, where they will call the feds bluff. Let them run a blockade over business. Let them try to shut things down. They will fold. Every time they're confronted, they will fold. Their position is untenable. It's indefensible. And so I just want to say to the state police, and, you know, I don't sit here and kiss up to quote authority, because it's become a religion to do it, but it was fulfilling and good and genuine and edifying to see the state police, even in the face of a rampaging, and that's how the media described it, you know, Texans stormed the Capitol, Jones, you know, exploded. I mean, they've got a bunch of descriptions of it, and it was good to see the police in the face of that behave themselves. So that's their proper role, and that's the right thing, to keep the peace. But to have the bosses there telling their servants, those Senate members, that we're aware of what they've done. Now, adding to that, I cannot describe how proud I am of the House doing the right thing in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, and unanimously saying it's already illegal to stick your hands down people's pants. We're putting it on record with a new law on top of it that you're going to go to jail on the outside of the genitals or inside the pants. I mean, that's just seconding common sense. And that they had 30 of the 31 votes. It was killed in the Senate. This reveals what's going on. Now, we confirm Kirk Watson, the mafia don of Austin, the senator from Austin, the state senator, was with the Democrats fear-mongering. The main ringleader, though, and it's all confirmed, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, San Antonio Express News, Austin American Statesman, all confirming that Dewhurst, Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, was the individual who worked with the lobbyists beforehand to craft the letter from the Justice Department, from Obama, to threaten a blockade, an act of economic siege and warfare. Let's call it what it is. That's how the Civil War started, folks. Was the North starting to block cotton coming out of ports? This is an act of war under the Geneva Convention, you name it. This is so outrageous, just like sticking their hands down our pants is outrageous, or spying on everybody without warrants. It's all criminal, it's all outrageous, and we're just recognizing reality. Dewhurst has been called out on this now, and it's all over Texas papers and national papers. I mean, I've got the Dallas Morning News, Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst favors intrusive airport searches. Patrick blames Dewhurst for death of anti-groping bill. He's accused of scuttling limit to TSA searches. Not accused. Patrick was there, saw it. Patrick, Dewhurst to blame for airport ban failing. Senator Blast Dewhurst an airport failures bill. Here's the type of things he says. Someone who will undermine his members and someone who will not stand up to the federal government. You have to ask yourself, is this the kind of person that we need in the U.S. Senate? He's getting ready to run in Kay Bailey Hutchinson's place. That fails, it'll try to be governor. Here's some more of these quotes from Senator Dan Patrick. He came up with the elaborate political plan to kill the bill with without his fingerprints, Senator Patrick, Republican Houston, said Wednesday. Well, his fingerprints are all over this. And Patrick goes on to say that he was there and saw him and talked to the members. He ran the whole thing with the Justice Department lobbyist with him. With him. Now, it goes on. Now, here's the articles that we need to get out to absolutely everybody. I'm going to add this as an update to our report that's still linked up on the Drudge Report right now. Financial terrorism, TSA holds Texas flights hostage. It is a maximum alert to get this out to everyone. The InfoWars headline is Republican Lieutenant Governor killed TSA bill for Obama. And it's all over the Republican Democrat sites, newspapers. Just type in David Dewhurst and you can read the articles that this is going to kill his political career. You think Newt Gingrich criticizing Congressman Ryan and saying the Republicans are too extreme? I mean, that took Gingrich from a front runner to three percentage points now in polls. He's gone. He's politically dead. That's what I kept saying. He's pro-carbon tax, pro-global government, a transhumanist, New World Order CFR chairman formerly. I mean, Gingrich is about as conservative as Mao Zedong. It's over for him. Giuliani, as conservative as Mao Zedong. Mitt Romney wrote the bill in Massachusetts that's now federal law, socialist health care. He promises to repeal what he wrote. Same thing with all this trash. I'm done with them. You want real change in this country, ladies and gentlemen. The kind of Republican you can get behind is somebody like Senator Dan Patrick. Because let me tell you, I've seen him on the news and I've read his quotes. He is angry and not sitting down and taking it. And he's calling Dewhurst out as a traitor and saying your political future's dead. Of course it's dead. You've been caught under the table working with the Justice Department to destroy the will of the elected legislature of Texas with 30 of the 31 votes. The only vote they didn't have was Dewhurst, the head of the Senate. It's over for you, Dewhurst. All the rest of those cowards, State Senator Kirk Watson and the rest of them, I've been fighting for 16 years when he was mayor of Austin. Even that coward was going to vote for it because they know the polls, 98% are against this. This is an issue that unifies left and right. This is what scares the establishment. Now, I had remembered researching this years ago, and Watson called me this morning. I called him at like 6:30 in the morning. I said, I want you to do a story on Dewhurst. I said, just type in Dewhurst. You'll see all of the news where he secretly killed the bill, and there's eyewitnesses, senators, and House members. And I said, do research on him. He's involved in secret stuff. And he calls me back, and he goes, you won't believe it. This guy worked with Klaus Barbie, the famous Nazi, to overthrow Latin American countries. He was a CIA black op commander in the 70s. I said, no, I know that. He comes from one of the wealthiest families in Texas. Folks, if you look at a photo of Dewhurst, you cannot imagine. I've been around him in person repeatedly. When you see him, the hair on the back of your neck stands up and you just immediately, whew, man, I'm dealing with an evil person. He is a psychopath. This man is a psychopath who worked with top Nazi Klaus Barbie, okay? Now, he barely even got into the legislature because of it. But he had serious power behind him. Now, this guy is super dangerous, super, super dangerous, and he is going down in flames right now. Let's make sure that this information gets out to everybody nationwide, but especially in Texas, because as I said down there, we're going to take some of those 138 Texas House members, we're going to make sure every one of those 31 senators who is not on record fighting for this and who will not come out and swear in special session that they're going to do the right thing. This is a big scandal. They all need to be removed. We will put good people in there. We will put them in there. We have a unanimous vote, and now they've done this. And when Texas is returned and rises, If it falls to the feds now, it's a great blow to all of us. If Texas can rise, it will be the shot heard around the world. You better believe it. Now, Republican Lieutenant Governor killed TSA bill for Obama. Same article, different headline at prisonplanet.com. Ex-CIA spook Dewhurst sabotaged anti-TSA bill for Obama administration. Probably should change that to sabotaged TSA groping bill. But I guess we don't want to make it too long. When we come back, I'm going to read this article by Paul Watson. Excellent job. It's up on Infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. Get it out to everyone you know. So the secret, wicked treachery of Rick Perry's adjunct Ringwraith General can be exposed. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll continue to expose the Nazgul. So, they had Republican operatives running around blaming all this on Kirk Watson. We did some research and found out he was involved. But the main guy was Dewhurst, and that's what these Republican leaders are all about. Always acting like they're constitutionalists while they're the ones involved gutting things. Obama, Bush, Dewhurst, at that level, they're all on the same team. Now, continuing, ex-CIA spook Dewhurst sabotaged anti-TSA bill for Obama administration. The man who was instrumental in working with the federal government to sabotage a bill that would have made TSA grope downs a felony in the state of Texas was Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, a former CIA agent and establishment insider considered to be the wealthiest man in Texas politics. As we have documented, the anti-pat-down bill, and it was even called the anti-grope bill. It's, see, our state just told it like it was, straight talk. The anti-pat-down bill was derailed in the Texas Senate, having unanimously passed the House 138-0 votes after the Department of Justice sent a letter threatening to impose a no-fly zone and actually over Texas and shut down Texas airports. The warning was nothing short of a federal blockade and an act of financial terrorism. It's an act of war under international law. But the federal assault was aided by a traitor from within the state, Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, who only serves to amplify the threats made by the DOJ in communicating them to members of the Senate, convincing them to cave in. It was a total bluff. They were holding, you know, a junk hand. They claimed it was a royal flush. Call their bluff. Let them run a blockade. Come on, you terrorist. We know you're the ones carrying out the attacks anyways, you scum. Continuing, to members of the Senate, convincing them to cave in and forcing the hand of Senator Dan Patrick to withdraw the bill before it could be shot down permanently. He came up with the elaborate political ploy to kill the bill without any fingerprints, said Senator Patrick, Republican Houston, adding his fingerprints are all over it. Then he goes in and says he witnessed him on the floor, talked to everybody. He's the one. With DOJ hacks with him. Which, by the way, they're not supposed to lobby on the floor of the federal government. That's a whole other scandal. Well, I mean, this guy's a black op guy here to bring down America. What do you expect? You think they'll overthrow other countries to suck them dry and won't do it here? This guy is a voracious monster. Go get around him in person. Just Ted Bundy. I mean, just got that evil, power-tripping, psycho look, and I'm sick of it. I'm not your property. You may think it's fun to grow up little kids, punk, but we're done with you, okay? Someone who will undermine his members and someone who will not stand up to the federal government. You have to ask yourself what kind of person that we need in the U.S. Senate, Patrick said, adding Dewhurst sideswiped him on Tuesday night by turning members against the bill. And then it goes on, and we're about to go to break here, but Patrick is now planning to insert an amendment within the bill that will mandate the federal government comply within 6 months. However, some will merely see this as an unnecessary watering down the legislation. I hear he's thinking about running for governor, Patrick said. I hear he's thinking about running for state senator. In the last 24 hours, he's given me some things to think about. Given the fact that Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst is undoubtedly an establishment insider, it's unsurprising that he played the role of Judas in protecting the agenda of the Obama administration over and above the will of his own legislators and the people of Texas and the Constitution and common sense, I would add. This is a guy who wants men to be able to stick their hands down my daughter's pants. I'm sorry, Dewhurst. You're an enemy of the Republic. He is one. I'm not just saying that. During his tenure in the CIA in the early 1970s, Dewhurst helped the U.S. government violently overthrow democratically elected regimes in South America to plunder their oil and other resources, including the coup that helped neo-Nazi Bolivian general Hugo Banzer come to power. Banzer was aided by the notorious Nazi Klaus Barbie, the Butcher of Lyon, who escaped France after the end of World War II to enter Bolivia and work with the CIA. And I'm gonna come back and break all this down. But, I mean, look, this guy's all about taking what you got. He also helps sabotage pro-gun bills.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the satanic Eddie Haskell that is Texas Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst is going to be exposed coming up in the next segment. We got Bob Barr, who has shown in his history that he's not a psychopathic former CIA agent and is fighting with Liberty Guard against the TSA total abolition of Liberty they're rolling out. He'll be joining us to break down the latest TSA developments because the TSA, as I've been telling you for years, it's a total takeover of all society. Now it's not just me telling you from government documents, they're doing it. High school proms, highways, malls, telescreens. Last night, I was telling the foreign news crew that was here, and I was telling the cops up at the Capitol, I was saying, you know, at 9,000 locations, they're putting in telescreens saying, watch your neighbors. And the cops were like, come on, Alex. No, they're not. See, people can't believe this stuff because it's so crazy. I understand. But not only do I have Dewhurst's background and his behavior and all his other backstabbing and land grabbing, I've been around him repeatedly at the Capitol. And you know these people that you meet them, you look at them, and it's like, man, that is, you know, just a one creepy-looking, creepy-acting person. You ever run into people a book doesn't always match its cover. The cover of a book doesn't always tell you what's going on inside of it. I don't normally judge people off that. But when you get the willies around somebody, you better. And I got the willies around Janet Reno. I've gotten willies around other globalists. But I've gotten a really bad case of willies around Dewhurst. And I'm just sick of these scumbags and all their treachery. See, this is why we got him. Secretly working with the Obama administration to kill this bill. And the will of Texas and common sense and the law. And not wanting people to know. It's going to haunt you forever, Dewhurst. Now, I know you got the electronic voting machines going in almost everywhere, so who knows, but there's a good chance that he's going to crash and burn because if his poll numbers get low enough when he runs for U.S. Senate, they won't even fund him because they know it's too obvious. They only like to steal close elections is what I've been able to break down. Now, here's the other news I want to cover after I finish up with the whole Dewhurst situation and open the phones up specifically if you were at the storming of the Texas Capitol. Media called it storming it. No, we went in there and went to the stupid checkpoint that wasn't there 6 months ago. And then we got in their face and preached at these people. And I'd walk in and like at first the lobbyists are lining the halls and they'd be laughing at me and giggling. And they're all these metrosexual looking men. And I'm not judging them on their sexuality. I'm saying they're all coiffed and oiled and, you know, they've got the pedicures or whatever, and they're just all have that same giggling, snickering, demonic frat boy behavior. And I would just say, listen, cockroach, it isn't funny my kids getting groped by the government. It isn't funny having a federal goon force rolling out on the highways of America. It isn't funny the $27 trillion stolen. Don't you laugh at me. You understand? I'm done. I mean, even Jesus Christ, who was a meek and mild person, got angry with the money changers and went in there and overturned the tables and beat them upside the head with a whip. Now, I didn't do that, and I'm not calling for that. But the point is, when you get around these scum, and they're giggling and they're snickering, believe me, they weren't laughing after I was done. And only one state police guy, a sergeant, ran up and started trying to give me an eye. And I said, do whatever you want. I'm not going to continue to live in fear with all this crud. Okay? I'm gonna rebuke this scum one way or the other. Now get out of my face. And later he was following us around smiling and we shook hands and stuff. But the point is that we have to teach them that we're not their slaves. Okay? Now, if you want to be an American, this is what it's all about. You want to be a free person, it's what it's all about. You want to be red-blooded, it's what it's all about. Okay? If this is alien to you, the way I act, the way I behave, it's because you've had your common sense driven out of you. You understand that? David Dewhurst needs to be stopped. We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, the whole country is watching Texas. It's all over the national news. The federal government threatening a no-fly zone, federal blockade of all air traffic in and out of Texas. If the state of Texas dare challenge the domestic security force of the TSA, now groping at high school proms, rolling out at checkpoints on highways, federalizing local police, this is a key fight. And the lieutenant governor of Texas, after Reconstruction, Texas changed the law where the lieutenant governor, the leader of the Senate, is really the governor. He has more powers than the governor. And breaking this down, he controls the committees. He's the ex facto member of several statutory bodies, including the Legislative Budget Board, Legislative Council. And Dewhurst is caught red-handed, multiple state senators on record, not wanting it to be public, saying that he supported the anti-TSA groping bill, but behind the scenes with the Department of Justice lobbyists, threatening and killing it. It passed unanimously, 138 in the House. They had 30 of 31 votes in the Senate. And Dewhurst killed it and then came out and said he supported it. This is a operative. Now, I went over some of his history. We were getting to the Dewhurst is the creature of the federal government, having worked as a CIA agent and also served in the U.S. Department of State. He was also the director of the State Task Force on Homeland Security. That's the federalization of the state. During his tenure in the CIA in the early 1970s, Dewhurst helped the U.S. government violently overthrow democratically elected regimes in South America to plunder their oil and other resources, including the coup that helped neo-Nazi Bolivian General Hugo Banazir Suraz, pronouncing that right, come to power. Banazir was aided by the notorious Nazi Klaus Barbie, who they declassified was working for the CIA, the Butcher of Lyon, who escaped France after the end of World War II to enter Bolivia. Barbie, an expert in cruel and inhumane forms of torture for the purpose of interrogation, was a key CIA liaison throughout the years Dewhurst served in South America. When the Austin Chronicle asked Dewhurst whether he had enjoyed a drink with the Butcher of Lyon at the U.S. Embassy bar, he responded, "I never comment on intelligence matters." So in Dewhurst, we basically have a man who helped neo-Nazis as well as Nazi torture experts overthrow legitimate governments in the 70s, now helping the Obama administration overthrow America in 2011 by protecting an army of TSA thugs who are being used to completely demolish constitutional rights. Following the recent raid on Osama bin Laden's alleged compound, Dewhurst hinted that he's still moved very much within spook circles when he stated, "I can't go into details, but the capabilities the United States has developed over the years is nothing short of breathtaking. Little is known about Dewhurst. His life story is an impenetrable fog of obfuscation, punctuated with tantalizing facts," reports the Texas Observer. "The secrecy has extended from his military record to his sources of wealth and to his current financial conflicts. He has repeatedly gotten into trouble with the Texas Ethics Commission for overly vague financial filings, state elected officials are required to either disclose their finances or put all their assets in a blind trust. Until 2008, Dewhurst declined to do either, putting his money in a non-blind trust and declining to release information about it. During his campaign for lieutenant governor in 2001, Dewhurst ran an ad featuring a German Luftwaffe officer standing in front of the American flag, somewhat appropriate given the fact that Dewhurst obviously believes Americans should be forced to show their papers at checkpoints manned by TSA goons who are popping up all over the country, just like in Nazi Germany." where people were also forced to endure checkpoints and strip searches. So there you have it. Headlines, ex-CIA spook Dewhurst sabotages anti... we need to call Watson or Kurt. I think we should change the headline. Ex-CIA spook Dewhurst sabotaged anti-groping bill for Obama administration. It says anti-TSA. In the headline on InfoWars is Republican Lieutenant Governor killed TSA bill for Obama. So there you have it. This secretive, lifelong black operator running the state of Texas as the lieutenant governor with his Nancy boy, Rick Perry. And I've had enough. I've had enough of it. Now, continuing here, speaking of Rick Perry, remember Rick Perry just last week? Putting on his, well, I guess he is actually from West Texas. He didn't put on a fake accent like Bush did, but going, well, you know, I tell you, I'm not going to run for president. Texas has got too much needs to be done. And these rumors about me doing it are just unfounded. I pledge. That's not going to happen. Well, he's got the fed-up presidential book. He was being booed everywhere 2.5 years ago by the Realty Party. So suddenly he said, I hunt coyotes in Austin when I'm jogging. I think we ought to secede, but I'm just joking. I'm against the New World Order. Rick Perry has repeatedly said he won't run for president in 2012, but there are signs he might not stick to that pledge. In a press conference, the Texas governor notably declined to rule out a White House bid, flip-flopping from last week, amid calls from Rush Limbaugh and others that he should enter the 2012 race. Meanwhile, his top strategist acknowledged to Texas Tribune that Perry is indeed thinking about a bid for the GOP nomination, though he insists his boss is far from actually entering the race. The development comes on the heels of a report last week that suggested Perry, who got into business with Karl Rove, that was his first, Karl Rove's first client was actually Perry, is waiting to be summoned in the 2012 presidential race. But it's unclear how much momentum the Texas governor actually has in the GOP primary. As the ticket noted yesterday, there's been an uptick in those floating Perry for the GOP nod in the wake of Mitch Daniels' decision to bypass the race. And it goes on. They got another puppet. They'd probably end up running together. That was the intel I was given a year ago. Palin near top of reshaped GOP field, and she's getting ready to announce. Then they'll run against each other in a staged event like Hillary and Obama. This is in the cards. And then she'll be vice president, he'll be president, and it's a done deal. They're going to win. The woman and then the pretty boy, and it's all over. Here's another one. Is Sarah Palin preparing a presidential run? So that's just some of the news that we've got on that front. But I just want to say it again. Incredible job to everybody. The TSA is in deep trouble. Their rollout nationwide, even though a federal judge ordered them into the high schools to commence groping as part of our rights. He said we have a right to be properly groped. This is a total conversion where all public places are going to have body scanners, metal detectors, bare minimum checkpoints. And we've got to fight this. And the same thing's being put in Europe. This is the surveillance grid, the illegal wiretapping, all of it. And notice now they're going, yeah, all your cell phones are listening to you. Yeah, your cell phones are tracking you under federal regulations. Yeah, we are listening to you. Yeah, there are secret police. Yeah, we are doing this. Meanwhile, they try to use national security to hide how many trillions have been stolen by foreign banks. There's more news on that front today. But let me get into this first. Now, again, the media is acting like this is a secret. And now, because the senator is being honest, that it's some new revelation. They're just getting ready to use this more publicly in court with illegally obtained information or frame-ups. So now they've got to admit they're doing it. That's all that's happening. It's in place. They've been tracking. Now they know the depression's about to fully go into effect, and so they're letting everybody know. Here's Wired Magazine. There's a secret Patriot Act, Senator says. You'd think you understand how the Patriot Act allows the government to spy on its citizens. Senator Ron Wayden says it's worse than you know. Congress is set to reauthorize three controversial provisions of the surveillance law as early as Thursday. Wayden, Democrat of Oregon, says the powers they grant the government on their face, the government applies to a far broader legal interpretation, an interpretation that the government has conveniently classified so it cannot be publicly assessed or challenged. But one prominent Patriot Act watcher asserts that the secret interpretation empowers the government to deploy, quote, dragnets for massive amounts of information on private citizens. The government portrays the data collectors and efforts much differently. And here's Kurt Nemo's article breaking it down. Oregon senator reveals secret government surveillance grid. Let me explain something again. Telecommunications Act, 96, gave them 5 years under law, but it violates all the other laws, so it's null and void, to have the spy chips, the kill switches, the tracker chips in all the new major electronics communication systems, computers, cell phones, smartphones, all of it. I told you then, I said the phone companies aren't tapped, whole floors are NSA. And then a decade later, it came out, oh yeah, whole floors of AT&T, other telecommunications, they call them secret rooms, it's secret floors, it's all wired in. And people came out and blew the whistle about that. And so now they're trying to reauthorize the Patriot Act yet again and expand even more things into it. And none of this has anything to do with protecting us from terrorists. It turns out the NSA picked up all the 9/11 chatter on record. And when there are people listening to the transmissions and reading the transcripts, because that's mainly what it is, they don't even listen to the tapes, it's transcripts of it, like Sybil Evans and others, heard the plans to attack, they were under the command, quote, of the CIA. And she said they were running white slaves. And that's what many other experts have come out and said. Drugs, money laundering, terrorist. Well, of course, these guys are, but because they're clean cut and wearing well-tailored suits and talk with Texas accents, a lot of them, or New York accents, you know, the accent of your area, and because people have the image of mafia only being Colombians or Italians, the Italians were blackmailing J. Edgar Hoover. That's now been confirmed. It was known for decades, but now confirmed with some of the things he was into. And that's why he's testified to Congress. There's no such thing as organized crime. It's a conspiracy theory. Now, 60 years later, that's asinine. I mean, you laugh at that. There's no such thing as organized crime. And finally, they went ahead and cracked down on the Italians. They said, you're gonna blackmail us? We'll go ahead and run stings against you. But the larger mafia, there's a WASP mafia, there's a Dixie mafia, there's the Jewish mafia, there's Irish mafia, German mafia is big in Texas. I mean, they're the real... History is really pretty simple, and it proves the nature of power structures throughout time. There are always corrupt individuals that will try to eat your lunch. There are always people that will come in with excuses to enslave you because that's their nature. And things always get bad before the sleeping giant that is free humanity and liberty rises. Those of us that are disgusted by bullies, those of us that are disgusted by corruption, those of us that are disgusted by gangs of people picking on innocence. And it's time for us to stand up and stand together. I have a guest joining me for just 10 minutes in the next segment to break down some very important news, but then I'm going to open the phones up until the end of the hour. Then Bob Barr is only with us, former congressman, for 20 minutes, and I'll have open phones throughout the rest of that hour. But the first round of calls I take, I want to specifically only be, and then we'll open up for everybody else towards the end of the show, I want it to only specifically be folks that were down there at the Texas State Capitol yesterday to give us your view on what happened. I just want to say I'm proud of you. I appreciate you. You did an incredible job, and you were boisterous. You were focused. You were intense. The newspapers have confirmed that they had to even stop some of the voting and actions in the Senate because of our shouting, even though they blocked us from entering the chamber. The gallery above the chamber, that it completely took over the event. And now Lieutenant Governor in Texas, that's the real governor. The governor's the Lieutenant Governor. It's backwards. He's called a governor, but he's the Lieutenant Governor. Perry's the Lieutenant Governor. Dewhurst is the real governor. And, again, that's a post-Civil War thing to keep federal puppets out. And they've turned it around, and now I'm the lieutenant governor of federal puppet. That's how tyranny works. His political star is falling like a bat out of Hades towards the ground right now. And that's good, because we're going to win this fight. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in a single day. But just like the airline pilots last year just said, we're just going to stop flying. You're not going to stick your hand on our pants. The feds had to back off. And now Napolitano is partially beginning to back off, but into another control grid. Okay, we'll have trusted traveler. You'll enroll with us. We'll decide if you're allowed to fly. And then you just have a card, and then we face scan you to decide if you can get on the plane. And then, of course, they're going to keep the gropers there, and they're expanding the gropers to the streets. So it's a false way out. But the point is, they're accelerating that trusted traveler national ID card program right now, because they understand this is an issue that makes liberals, conservatives, constitutionalists, libertarians, socialists, folks across the political spectrum angry. And it's a unifying event. They meant it to be our Waterloo, where they broke our will, conditioned us to submit to them. And that's why I've spent so much time on this whole TSA issue. Remember, people, middle of last year, before Drudge started picking up our articles every week, before it became a huge national point, I said, look, they're groping people. They're getting ready to roll out on the streets. Here's the documents. And then as it began to come out, it became a national issue for over a month, the number one issue in the country. It wasn't Lindsay Lohan. It wasn't some political distraction. It was the federal power grab. And now the Drudge Report, with the New York Times admitted last week, is the biggest news site in the world, does set the news agenda. Hard for the New York Times and others to have to admit that. Drudge, say what you want about him and his affiliation with the Republican Party in the past. Matt Drudge clearly doesn't like being groped by the TSA and cares about freedom and is a human being at his base. He's always been anti-abortion, got fired from Fox because he wouldn't shut up about killing babies. And that's the litmus test right there. If you rationalize killing the unborn, and if you rationalize partial birth abortion, there's something fundamentally wrong with you. If you fundamentally are outraged by abortion, if it makes you sick, I mean, how can people be freaking out about these little toddlers and babies getting killed by these tornadoes? Once you have kids, it just gets so much more intense when you hear about children being killed or hurt. How can all these pro-abortion people get upset about 1-2-year-olds getting killed by tornadoes, but dehumanize those babies inside their mamas and say that that's not a human, and then go along with them being chopped up? You know, more than 20,000 babies a year get killed in this country that could be adopted. They're 100% viable. They can be delivered. But they don't even tell the mothers that. They don't tell them there's charities that'll pay them between $50,000 and $100,000 to have the baby and to adopt it. Instead, they have the CPS hunting people who don't want to give their kids up to sell them for hundreds of thousands. There's no need for any of this. And Drudge is anti-abortion. He always has been. That's why. But we just appreciate him standing against the TSA.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, if you were at the rally against tyranny, the storming of the Capitol, here's the Texas Tribune. Radio host storms Texas Capitol over TSA bill. Dallas Morning News, similar headlines, literally hundreds of papers. Massive effect. States all over the country following suit. Insider Dewhurst, we're going to put his number on screen, by the way, the lieutenant governor under Obama administration orders, as the neocon he is, butchered the bill and killed it in the Senate. And we'll put Dewhurst's number, again, up on screen for folks right now. His number is 512-463-0001. Again, that number, are we able to put that on screen? Because I saw it on screen out there during the break. Again, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you'll also be able to see it. It's David Dewhurst, Lieutenant Governor, P.O. Box 12068, Austin, Texas, 787-11-2068, 512-463-0001. Call, ask for his aid office, and tell him we're fully aware of what he's done, and we'll let everybody know he works for Obama to destroy the sovereignty of the state of Texas. Okay, I want to hear from you if you were there at the rally yesterday. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Now, let me hit some economic and food news here for the next 10, 15 minutes. Then we're going right to your calls. Then Bob Barr's coming on for just a segment. Then we're going to go back to your calls. Sales of foreclosed homes astronomically high in first quarter. Huge backlog of distressed properties means any housing recovery is a long way away. I thought we'd been out of the recession for 2 years. Everything's great. Stubborn jobless claims still keep on climbing higher, CNBC, but the government told me everything was great. Report, sales of foreclosed homes fell in first quarter because they can't even sell the foreclosed homes. Economy struggling to regain speed, Reuters. Stocks fall after dim U.S. report, bond yields sink, governments won't buy the dollar. Meanwhile, Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn report shows taxpayer money spent on robots that fold laundry, shrimp on treadmills, and including women having Jell-O wrestling contest. But if you don't pay that income tax to the private Federal Reserve, they will take your house. If you resist, they will SWAT team you. You got to pay that money. You got to pay it all so they can have Jell-O wrestling contest and shrimp on treadmills. There's actual video of the shrimp on the treadmills. So that's just some of the news here. Greece, the police clash with doctors who are having their pension funds grabbed. I've got more news here. All major corporate profits on average fall except for the banking industry as jobless claims up. So the banking parasites destroying everything. Continuing here, Fed gave bank crisis gains $80 billion secretive loans. So another $80 billion to foreign banks and domestic banks. Credit, Sussy Group, Goldman Sachs, World Bank of Scotland, it just goes on and on. So that's some of the news on that front. On the food front, I've got some very important news and information here. London Telegraph, U.S. food prices rise, steepest in decades. Here's another one. 20 signs a horrific global food crisis is coming. Economic collapse. I want to go over these. Hedge funds buying up farms as doomsday food price scenario. New York Observer. There was one guy 4 or 5 years ago telling me all this was going to happen. And the reason I started getting Steve Shank on for these reports is because I bought storable foods from three other companies. They had MSG, crud in them, made in China, old. So I searched around and I found out, well, the J. Michael Stevens Group, that's the, a lot of people make claims that aren't true. They are the oldest. They are the biggest. They have the widest spectrum. Everything they have is clean food, non-GMO, non-hybrid, right here in America, except for the bananas because they won't really grow here. But that's not why he's on with us today to pitch their storable food to dfoodsdirect.com. I've asked him to start coming on every few weeks or so to give us a report because he has big, giant factories. I mean, he's the guy. Most of the places people buy food from, it came from him. And he's now tripled production on top of that, and he's buying food out a year before. Not meaning the food's a year old. The contracts are a year out for when he's going to buy it to lock in prices when he buys it fresh, and he's seeing it just skyrocket. So I wanted to get him on to break down this area of commodities. We look at gold, we look at silver, we look at oil, we look at everything else, but we also want to look at food. Steve, thank you for joining us today.
Alex, it's just a pleasure as usual, and all I got to say is go Texas. My gosh, I was just excited about what you did there with this TSA debacle. I don't know. I would love to see a bunch of other states declare their sovereignty and go after this. This is a big Achilles heel for the administration.
What do you think of David Dewhurst, the supposed Republican lieutenant governor we now learn secretly? This is all over Texas news, taking Obama orders to gut the bill and then saying he supported it publicly. This guy is just absolute scum.
Well, all I can say is he's a politician. When are they lying? When their lips are moving. You know, that type of thing. It's just, I look at what's being done, particularly, you know, I focus in on everything connected with food. I look at what's going on with the fiasco of cutting farmers out with no bank loans, shutting farmers down all across the country. We're getting word in now on a regular basis of farmers that are working with us to a certain extent, but they're just saying, hey, we can't even afford to plant the crops this year because we don't make enough to pay for the fuel at fuel prices the way they're being blown up. And that means food prices are going to go actually, for the first time in 10 years, food prices are going to inflate faster than the fuel prices and make it impossible for millions of more families not to be able to afford food. It's just insane.
Well, how did you know? I mean, literally 4 or 5 years ago, those recordings are out there. You wrote articles about it. You said it was coming. I guess you knew because you're buying a year and a half out.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is that if you have your pulse on what's going on with food, you have to understand that we receive articles from several different sources constantly fed into us as to what's going on. But we're in touch. A lot of farmers are aware of what we do in terms of distributing, getting as many families prospered and fed in this country as we possibly can, and we get feedback from what's happening with them. We heard before it was announced on the news that they were cutting the irrigation water to California farmers because they couldn't prove that they had irrigation. They cut the irrigation water because of environmental reasons, and then the banks concluded that they weren't going to loan the farmers any money to plant unless they could prove that they had water.
And what they're doing is taking that prime development zone, and they did it in Southern Oregon and Northern California and other areas in the name of a fish that is not even indigenous to that particular reservoir, that mountain reservoir. Now expanding on that, I remember thinking back 4.5 years ago, the reason you knew many years in advance of the food price increase, and you broke it down, was food commodity prices were already going up, but the major manufacturers were just adulterating or adding fillers and manipulating to try to keep things at a lower price, even though they'd gone up. But now they've shrunk the size of the packages. They've adulterated. Now that won't even work. I'm sure you've noticed, folks, everything's gotten smaller. I mean, look on the back of a cereal box. Instead of, 24 ounces, now it's 20. All of this is happening. But now, even with that, they're unable to hide the type of inflation. Steve, describe to folks who really don't know how big your factory is, just so they get an idea, or factories, and how many food packages you make, and what you're doing, so they get an idea of how deep and how long you've been in this business, close to 4 decades, and so you can then break down for them what the real inflation is you're seeing at the master manufacturer level.
Well, very, very simply, Alex, what we have to do is that you mentioned that we're buying raw materials out, or contracting for them out a year ahead. We want to get out a little bit further than that. And the reason we do that is because we need to keep our processing facility where we combine the recipes on these new Nutriversal foods and get them packaged and pouched. We need to keep that running full bore. We are having a great deal of difficulty. We put in about 4 new lines that are each capable of millions of pouches per month, just so that we can keep up with the demand that folks are laying on us, because they're believing and understanding. They're looking around and saying, hey, what's going on? We have to keep that facility running at full speed ahead, so that in between the times when people surge in their buying of foods, we can build up an inventory so that we can keep our shipping where it needs to be. This last punch after the Japanese earthquake, every food storage company, now we don't classify ourselves as that, but every food storage company was 8 to 10 weeks behind, and we let our people know that we had processed ahead enough so that we were able to ship within the four-week time frame that that we had, even on massive orders. So that's what we have to do. But, you know, right now we've got a perfect storm, Alex, in terms of what's going on in our country. We are having one major newsworthy disaster right after another, to the point where people are almost getting to the point where they're desensitized, and it's a real distraction from what really needs to go on. You know, we look at what's going on with the tornadoes and all of the disasters, and you notice that we're not coming out telling people, oh, you got to get prepared for disasters and doing all this ambulance chasing. Here's the point. You and I have been talking for years, telling people that if they will just take care of the one thing they have control of. You see, people are scared right now because of all the disasters that are going on and the economic crash and the dollar going down the toilet, and Washington making absolutely horrendous decisions with regard to our lives. But the fact is that they have no control over those things. The families don't know whether an earthquake's going to hit them, whether the government's going to do something weird, or whether we're going to have a situation occur that they can do nothing about, and they're concerned about panic. The message is, don't panic. Don't worry. Just do what Alex has been telling you for all these years, and if you take care of you have no control over all that stuff. You're a victim of circumstance if you happen to be sitting in the wrong place. And nobody knows whether they're going to be sitting in the wrong place tomorrow. Very simply, if you will take care of the one thing you have control over, you have control over your greatest dependency, food. And if you want to be fearless, what you do is you eliminate a dependency that's threatened, and you take control of that which you have power over.
And by the way,
all of these events, that are going on that make it appear that people don't have any control over their destiny, very simply they do. If you get a supply of food in, then you have taken care of all of the events that could occur or the things that you can't predict, and you're safe and you're fearless from all that stuff.
Well,
so it's an interesting concept, isn't it, Alex?
No, it is. I mean, here's the bottom line. The feds do everything they can to shut down family farms, ranches. Their admission is they want us dependent. They don't want third world countries being independent. The globalists are mafia dons. They have a sharecropper owner mentality. And you notice in the internal government documents and executive orders for decades, they demonize hoarders, people that store food, people that have firearms, people that have water filters, people that live in rural areas and want to be off the grid. There's a lot of demonization of that because you're strong. You're independent. When they try major power grabs, they know you're going to be the people that folks then respect and look to. But suddenly, the last 5 years, they've had this, you know, government program, you know, get ready. And, oh, have 1 week of food and water. That way, when everything totally implodes, they can say, well, we told you have a week of food and water. And meanwhile, government is hoarding and preparing. I hope we never have to use this stuff, but it's insurance you can eat. The bottom line is, folks, you need to be as self-sufficient as you can be, whether it's tornadoes, Katrina, depression, wars, all this stuff that's going on. You can see the acceleration of this, and the last thing they want is for you to be self-sufficient. They're scared to death of it. Now, Steve, we're almost out of time here. I know that you are running a special, and thanks for giving us that news on where food prices are going. Briefly, what is the inflation you've seen the last 4 years? You know, dead reckoning number. And then tell us about the buy three, get the fourth free special that you're running right now.
Well, the inflation that we've seen for the last little bit, your listeners know about that, but what's going to happen is that we're presently, just to give you some real value, we've got over 50 million families that are on food stamps. That means that they can't afford to buy food. A vast majority of those people are still employed. That means that millions and millions of Americans every month are falling behind the ability to even afford food. Gas prices are continuing to shove the prices of food up, and as we have these disasters that shut down farmland, we're not going to have production, and we've also got commodities buyers, as you just mentioned on some of those news articles that you referred to, that commodities buyers are buying up food and farms. That's the big investment.
And so, they're putting a lot of the corn and things into ethanol.
Now, here's the thing. eFoods Direct has not had a price increase in the last since last October. So very simply, the families that are putting food in right now, as we speak, are freezing their prices of food at last year's prices. The other thing that they're doing, we talked about availability, it's disappearing. That's why we're telling people to do exactly what we're doing to supply them. We're buying out ahead. If these families will have the common sense to freeze the availability of their food by putting it in their possession, they will completely solve the issues and the problems of all these other disasters. The very simple fact is that what we've done, even though there hasn't been a price increase since last year, we've set things up on a program where if they buy three of the food packages that are qualified for this program, they will get another one, a fourth one, absolutely free.
All right, listen, we're out of time.
Ideal time to put in the food,
sure,
at last year's prices and freeze the availability,
right,
and freeze the price of the food.
All right, Steve, we're out of time. Here's the number, 800-409-5633. I believe in this, folks. It's common sense. 800-409-5633 or the letter E, foodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com. Banners up at prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. That's 800-409-5633. You can also call and get a free catalog. And also, you're a great sponsor to us. You help get the message of liberty out. Steve Shank wrote the book on modern, storable, high-quality foods, and they've got the best-tasting, longest-lasting out there. It's fresh, not 10-year-old crud. 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com. Steve, thank you for joining us.
Take care, Alex. Thank you.
We're going to come back with your call, some of the folks that were at the storming of the Texas Capitol yesterday. All right, we got former Congressman Bob Barr fighting the total police state new world order takeover coming up for 20 minutes in the next hour. Then I'll continue with calls. Karen, Nancy, Mary, Ronnie, I'm going to start going to you guys right now. And I specifically want to hear from folks that were at the rally, the storming of the Texas Capitol, as the Texas media has called it. I was going to have my guys put an article up calling it storming the Capitol, but thought better of it. But that's what the media basically went with. Great job getting in there and standing up to these thugs. And big victory exposing Dewhurst as the Obama operative he is. Karen in Texas, you were there. What'd you think?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, Alex, I was at the rally yesterday, and I think it was really worthwhile, and you did a great job. I thought it was hilarious that the fellow that arrested you, 10, 11 years ago, was the same one that was there at the Capitol as well.
14 years ago, 1997.
Yeah. In any case, I wanted to call for a T-shirt bomb today. Everyone that's listening, go to InfoWars, because that's one thing I noticed at the Capitol, that a lot of people had the T-shirts on, like Legalize Freedom and Tyranny Response Team. So I'm calling for a T-shirt bomb for Alex today. Go to InfoWars. Just buy one T-shirt and wear it. Wear it everywhere. And the other thing I wanted to say was, last time I went to work, I pulled my car. You always feel so alone in this, in this game fighting tyranny. I pulled my car into the parking lot, and the car beside me had an InfoWars sticker on. And I just put a little note on his car saying, yes, right on. And we've got to put our bumper stickers on our cars, too. We've got to forget the fear. Forget the fear and just do
sure,
it.
Sure, sure. And great points, Karen. Your check's in the mail. Thank you. Make your own T-shirt with a stencil with, legalized freedom. Put a Ron Paul sticker. You don't even have to have InfoWars. It's this solidarity that we're awake. We know about the globalists. Great job, Karen, and a great meeting you yesterday. Nancy in Texas. Then Mary, Jennifer, a lot of ladies calling. Nancy, welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
I had a little fear going down there yesterday, and I was so heartened by the warm reception that we got from everybody at the Capitol.
Yeah, nobody likes having hands stuck down their pants, but Black Ops Commander David Dewhurst.
Nobody seemed perturbed by us being there and being so loud, and it was wonderful. It was very heartening, and I do commend all the officers that were there. That's the way we like it.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I noticed that Channel 24's coverage this afternoon only showed two protesters being removed from the Senate chambers. Didn't show anything about all the people that were there.
Yeah, there was about, I don't know, 100 inside. Then we'd all split off and mill around to different offices. Then the media would like shoot a shot of myself standing towards the crowd, but show no one behind me instead of showing the crowd in front of me. So they did do little tricks. They also took video stills in all the major papers of the most unflattering shots of myself screaming. But overall, it was still pretty positive talking to the crew here that watched the local news and watching some of the local news pieces myself. I've got some I'll play later. And unanimous, the House voted unanimously to say no. I know why the police have riots sometimes. The police get into a mob psychology. Even good cops sometimes get a little wild when they're dealing with riot control. We started, getting a little wild, and somebody's like, there they are, as we start screaming, and it's the House that we're screaming at, traitor, traitor, traitor. But you know what? We're on the floor. We're on the arena floor, and so obviously we're going to charge around like wild hyenas and rhinoceros, and but then we regrouped and then went after the Senate. The point is, the message has been served, and great job to the House. It was great meeting you, Nancy. Anything else?
I have a quick question. Where do they get the authority? Where does the TSA get the authority to override state law?
Where did Hitler get the authority to invade Poland and France? It's on record that the regulation they cite does not give them that authority. They don't have it federal or state.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for this little short segment and the next, former Congressman Bob Barr, author, researcher, libertarian presidential candidate, bobbarr.org, libertyguard.org. He's been on the front lines exposing the expansion of the war on terror, the attack on our liberties, and the TSA and all of the horrible activities they're engaged in. Now, Congressman, I'm even seeing mainstream media say this is a federal unsworn police force doing things FBI can't even do. They have no statutory authority to stick the hands on the outside and touch the genitals, or inside, as you know. Now a federal judge has said that you have a right to have TSA. They upside down put their hands down your pants at the school proms in Santa Fe. They're announcing the rollout on the highway, streets, roads. The infrastructure is being seized. What's your overall view of where this is going?
It's outrageous, and if Americans don't do what you and many of your listeners have been doing by setting the example, and that is to stand up and say not just no, but hell no, then the limitations on government and the protections for our privacy and our persons that are embodied in the Fourth Amendment will be essentially meaningless. It's just absolutely outrageous, not only what government and TSA in particular are doing, but what is most distressing is the number of Americans that sit back like damn sheep and accept this nonsense.
Well said.
Pardon my French.
No, you're absolutely right. Well, it's time to get angry. The Texas legislator voted in the House 138-0 unanimous to enforce the law and not let them grope women and children, or men for that matter. And then the Republican leader of the Senate, the Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, and there are state senators on record in the Dallas Morning News, you name it, that he said, don't let anybody know I'm doing this. But with the Justice Department, he threatened and lobbied, and the Justice Department put a letter out publicly, Congressman, saying they would blockade and have a no-fly zone over Texas if they did not back off with this bill. What's your take on that?
Well, I used to think that that the slogan "Don't mess with Texas" actually meant something, but I'm beginning to wonder now. They backed down on this. At least the Senate apparently did. It's ridiculous to let the government bully a state like this. A knife, no fly zone. The people can't fly in and out of Texas. Give me a break. I mean, how in heaven's name would they enforce something like that? Obviously, they couldn't. And if they tried, then Texas would stand up to it. They would have security at the airports. That would be probably, perhaps, certainly as good as, if not probably better than what TSA provides.
Well, what does that say about the mindset of the Justice Department and Janet Napolitano at Homeland Security that they would have a U.S. attorney send a letter just arrogantly saying, we'll shut down your air traffic? I mean, this sounds like how the Civil War started.
It doesn't surprise me, and I doubt that it really surprises you, Alex, or your listeners. I mean, we've seen this federal bullying by Republicans and Democrats alike for many, many years now. And I was hopeful, until yesterday, I guess it was, that Texas would finally stand up to this nonsense. But now, obviously, they've at least backed out for the moment, unfortunately. Hopefully, perhaps Congress. How is the Lone Star State's congressional delegation handling this? Are they going to fight for the freedom and the Fourth Amendment for at least Texans?
Well, that's the word, a headline yesterday. Powerful bipartisan group is forming in the House of Representatives to defund part of the TSA and defund the naked body scanners. As a former senior congressman, Bob Barr, let's talk about strategies that you could recommend to try to beat this and where your FOIA requests have gone with Liberty Guard dealing with these political persecution list, reportedly, that the TSA keeps on Americans. We'll be right back with Bob Barr on the other side.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
BobBarr.com, LibertyGuard.org. He was the presidential nominee in 2008 for the Libertarian Party, senior member of the House of Representatives. Bob Barr is our guest for this one segment to look at the whole TSA situation. Congressman, why have you weighed in and started an organization and FOIA request dealing with the stand down of Thanksgiving and the reported secret political persecution list of the TSA? Why, for you, is the TSA such an important issue?
It's such an important issue, Alex, because it embodies what is happening to our Fourth Amendment protection, which is the Fourth Amendment being the essential privacy protection that we as citizens in a free society have or should have against unreasonable government intrusion. If there is a better example other than some of the nonsense with the Patriot Act, which we can talk about on a different day, which is very important, a better example of how the government does not give a darn about the Fourth Amendment than what TSA is doing, then I'd like to hear it. When a person, and I've had this happen to me, goes through to board a plane, first of all, I don't think they have any right or reason to, look at my ID. That has nothing to do with whether or not I have weapons or explosives. But be that as it may, once a person goes through the metal or explosive detectors, unless there is some other reason, articulable reason, the TSA has to suspect that person posing a danger, they have no right whatsoever to search that person further and to say, well, simply because you don't want to have a nude body scan taken of you, you're going to have a groping, which used to be reserved for suspected criminals upon arrest or detention, that provides the reasonable suspicion is absolute nonsense. So the point is, if we don't stop the government here, based on violation of Fourth Amendment, then there really is not going to be very much at all in the future that we'll be able to stop the government from doing. That's why this battle is so important.
Also, a new video is out of a congressman on C-SPAN. A congressman on a recent flight said TSA patted down child, little old lady, but ignored a man in Arab garb. And that, of course, the Hill newspaper is also reporting that Paul Brown, Republican of Georgia, is saying, your state, well, I have to confirm, I fly quite a bit, and in places like Santa Rosa, San Jose, other areas, New Jersey, all I see is women and children. I do not see them. If somebody's in a wheelchair and can hardly walk, they go after them like wolves. If it's a baby, they check in the diaper. I've seen it. If it's a young woman, if you're wearing an Arab dress and a turban, and I'm not saying, I'm not attacking those people and saying they should be singled out either. It's they're left alone. So this really just appears to be conditioning for the American people to have these federal goons. The FBI can't stick their hands down your pants without a warrant. How then can they do this?
Well, they do it because we let them do it. Because Americans by the millions say, oh, it makes us safer, or oh, I have nothing to hide. And therefore, they like sheep, they let the government do this. The only way this is going to be stopped, I don't think it's going to happen through the courts, unfortunately, but we have to fight these battles through the courts also. The only way we're going to have any hope is if the people rise up against this and go to their members of Congress, go to their state legislatures, go to their senators, and demand that TSA be reined in and that the Fourth Amendment actually be given the power to protect individuals that it used to have.
Sir, looking at the TSA announcements that they want to be in high school proms, if you're a new listener, that's not a joke. In Santa Fe, a federal judge ruling that, well, we'll send them there to grope kids to make sure their rights aren't violated. It's just a bizarre Orwellian statement. Or TSA now actually in Florida, Texas, Massachusetts, New York, California are now setting up checkpoints on highways, not just bus terminals, and doing the groping and the hands and the pants. I mean, this is so off the charts. I can't even believe this is really happening. I mean, this is the Soviet Union didn't do this.
It's unprecedented. And again, if we don't put a stop to it pretty darn quick, the Fourth Amendment will have lost any meaning whatsoever. The same thing is happening even here in Georgia. TSA and Department of Homeland Security are setting up, I forget what the acronym stands for, the VIPR program, V-I-P-R, where they will set up roadblocks on major highways, sometimes during rush hour. They will set up folks at train stations. You might have seen a couple of months ago this happened at the train station in Savannah, Georgia. And they will start conducting random searches of people, stopping trucks at truck stops, and you know, supposedly looking for terrorists. I mean, utterly arbitrary, utterly nonsensical. But as you said a moment ago, and you're absolutely correct, this is conditioning Americans to having government be able to do anything it wants to them. It's not about security, Alex. It's about control.
Well, here's an example of that. I have been going down to Bolivar since I was a child, and I hadn't been in more than a decade, so I took my children there. And the ferry from Galveston to Bolivar, there's a road you can drive around a few miles out of the way. But I thought, let's take the little ferry. It takes about 5 minutes to go across. And when I pulled up, they had all the families out, and they search every car now and dig through your belongings before you get on the ferry. And then they said, well, you don't like this. We set up highway checkpoints now. And it's so asinine. And then with Dominique Strauss-Kahn, they have a new bill in New York State that all of the hotel maids must wear emergency necklaces because one guy might have tried to grope somebody. So the idea is the government will keep you safe from everything. Well, the government can't keep you safe from everything. And every time government claims it's going to do that, historically, congressmen, aren't they a government tyranny always the greatest threat to life, liberty?
It certainly is, because they have a monopoly on legitimate power in terms that they define what the citizens can or cannot do. It's the typical government reaction, whether it's about guns, whether it's about prescription drugs. For example, we just had a bill in Georgia that was passed and signed by Republicans, of course, that now sets up a database of prescription drugs. The reason for this is, well, there are these folks out there that abuse prescriptions. Therefore, in order to make law enforcement's job easier to catch these few scofflaws, we're going to inconvenience and invade the privacy of everybody that gets a prescription filled. And people just sit back and say, oh, it makes us safer. Well, it must be okay then.
And now with political hit list, We know medical records have been used by presidents and people. Now, if any of these cops without a warrant want to know exactly what I'm taking, exactly what my wife's taking, exactly what my children have taken, this is one of the most sacrosanct privacy areas there are.
And it's, I don't know how it is in Texas, but in Georgia and down in Florida, it's Republicans. I tell you, Alex, without exaggeration, Georgia is a perfect example. When the Republicans get into power and control both branches, both the executive and the legislative branches of state government, they impose more controls and invade more of our liberties than the Democrats did.
And that's what was so wonderful about the Texas situation, the unanimous 138 vote in the House to criminalize what's already criminal with the TSA, but start prosecuting these molesters. To have Republicans and Democrats come together for the Bill of Rights and Constitution and then have the Republican David Dewhurst, a Bush Karl Rove protege, kill it in secret, and senators have gone public that he said, keep this secret, I'm doing this. What's your view of something like that?
It's highly unethical, certainly. It ought to outrage the citizenry. It ought to outrage the governor. I mean, what does Governor Perry intend to do about this?
Well, Senator Dan Patrick, next senior Republican senator under Dewhurst, is the one blowing the whistle, and others are now in the papers saying, oh, yeah, Dewhurst had federal lobbyists with him and was threatening everyone and saying they couldn't pass it while publicly saying he supported it. I mean, if that isn't a new level of political treachery, I don't know what is.
Well, it's political treachery and political cowardice as well, and I'm delighted that you're standing firm on this and bringing light to this, and hopefully many, many of your other colleagues in the media will be doing the same. And I hope Perry does not. I hope he doesn't just cave into this.
Now, we've only got a minute left. I ran out of time. Your FOIA request, you told me privately you're getting ready to sue if they don't answer your FOIAs. Speak to that briefly. And then also Homeland Security saying they won't show the statute where they have the authority to stick hands down pants.
The TSA is an agency with the support of its parent agency, Department of Homeland Security, that believes it's above the law, very honestly. And Congress needs to step in and rein it in. In the absence of that, what we're doing at Liberty Guard, www.libertyguard.org, is going through the Freedom of Information Act, which TSA is fighting. And it looks like we're just trying to get some basic information on how all of this, these scanners and the groping is being conducted and so forth, and under what authority they're refusing to divulge it. And it looks like we'll have to go through the court system, and we'll need people's support for that.
Absolutely, and now we learn Congress wanted the radiation readings, and then they gave them fake ones. I mean, these guys think they're God.
Oh, they do. I used to think being a lawyer that the most powerful people on the face of the earth were federal judges once they get the robe, and they're kids compared to these folks at TSA and Department of Homeland Security.
Congressman Bob Barr, thanks for the update. Look forward to having you on soon dealing with the Patriot Act and your upcoming lawsuit. Thank you. We'll be back with your calls, folks. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, if the TSA is able to do what they're doing and similar governments are doing things in Europe along these lines, it's over. This is a complete end of any due process, any Fourth Amendment, total power grab. And more states are fighting. Texas is going to continue to fight. We're taking your calls right now, and I've got some other financial and global and military news I'll hit before the show ends, the broadcast ends. We're taking phone calls from the great lovers of liberty that showed up yesterday between 2 o'clock and 11:30 at night. In the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I mean, there were people just milling around everywhere. Biggest our crowd ever got. The Statesman counted, said was about 100. That's running around the Capitol. We split up into different groups. More people were coming in constantly. Again, some media estimates 300 to 400, but this was just spontaneous boom in their face. And it was so exciting. And we went down there because we learned that the bill had been sabotaged when they had 30 out of 31 senators. Unanimous in the House had passed it. And we now know it was David Dewhurst, just unbelievable. And again, if he's for this, he should be public. He did this secretly. And there are senators like Dan Patrick that have called him out. And Dan Patrick's the next senior under him. So the lieutenant governor is the leader of the Senate. And again, you can even look this up in the online encyclopedias. In Texas, he's really the governor. That gets confusing, but you got to take Texas government to understand it. It's the only state that has it. He's bad news. I mean, this guy is bad news. You just heard Bob Barr about these Republicans, and he's a Republican himself, how bad they are. How bad they are. It's just terrible, terrible that a bipartisan group did the right thing in the House, and this slime ball working with Obama did this. Shame on Obama. Shame on Dewhurst. Remember, Dewhurst is a minion of Obama. Dewhurst works in secret with Obama against Texas and America. Remember the name Dewhurst, who worked with Klaus Barbie. You can't make this type of stuff up. Let's go to Mary in Texas, then long segment coming up. We'll get to Jennifer, Corey, Ronnie, Aaron, and others. Go ahead, Mary.
David Simpson, everybody call his office and tell him what a wonderful politician he is.
Well, he's a statesman, exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah, please, you guys, call his office, support his team, tell him how much you love him, tell him how much you respect him.
Well, that's the thing about tyranny. That's the thing about tyranny, though, Mary. When they groped his two daughters, he got religion. Sorry, go ahead.
He seems like he is a very spiritual and honorable man. He is a statesman, and it's an honor to know that politician. Everybody call his office. Tell him how awesome he is, please. And call the Capitol. Tell him we need a special session. Call the committee members. Go down there and write handwritten notes. When you guys call and the hobbyists, who we are, not the lobbyists, when the hobbyists are in there, guess what we hear? We hear the damn phone ringing, and we hear them saying, yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. No, we're doing that. No. Yes, we're doing that. All the when we were in Dewhurst's office last night about 5 p.m., that's when I got there. I got there at 5 p.m., and I stayed till about 4 a.m. What did we hear the whole time? The secretary answering the phone. Call in, you guys. Call in. Alex, thanks for coming to local events. Thanks for advertising local events. Thanks to Heather Fazio, who did so much research on this, and organizing and leadership.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. We say thanks, but I don't deserve any thanks. I don't want my daughters and my son groped and people say, well, just don't fly. It's going everywhere. That's always been the plan. It's now happening. People say, well, just go through the body scanner. Folks, every time I've seen somebody body scan, they grope them on top of it. Do you understand that's a lie that, well, just do the scanner and we won't grope you? Baloney. Baloney. Let's go to Jennifer in Texas. Jennifer, you're on the air.
Hi there, Alex. I was listening yesterday, and I was just getting more and more furious. The adrenaline was just pumping through me that the Senate would have no guts to call the bluff of the TSA. One thing that I haven't heard people say too much about is the fact that we have three major airlines headquartered in Texas: Southwest Airlines, American Airlines, and Continental. So
let me stop because I want to be able to hear what you have to say, Jennifer. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, is that a little better?
Yeah, that's better. Yes, there's three major airlines based here. They would have never gotten away with this call for a blockade of Texas. I mean, it is a blockade, a no-fly zone.
Right. So the fact that the Senate did not have the guts to call their bluff just made me so angry. And as I was listening to you yesterday, my husband and I, got in the car and headed down to the Capitol. And we got there about 30 minutes before you did, maybe 45 minutes before. And I had on my Tyranny Response Team shirt, and my husband had on his 1984 Answer 1776 shirt. So immediately other people started coming up to us and that were just plainclothes people that also heard the call. And we formed a little group, and we went down to...
Stay there. Finish your story on the other side, Jennifer. Then Corey, Ronnie, Aaron, and others. If you were there, 800-259-9231.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Extremism and defense of liberty is no vice.
All right, I'm to continue taking some calls from folks that went down to the storming of the Texas Capitol when the House did the honorable thing with a unanimous vote against tyranny. What else could they do against the groping of our poor defenseless children being trained to be victimized by people in uniform and discrediting everybody in a uniform? The state stood up and said no to them. The police, despite the fact that I was behaving like a wild rhinoceros, were very professional and did their job. But you should. Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. As Barry Goldwater said, you're supposed to be mad. This is a normal behavior. They continue to push because we don't get mad. Our ancestors, for far less, and I'm not saying go there, hung people, tarred and feathered them, okay, rode them out of town on a rail. Because old-timers knew you let a bunch of scum in government start ruling over you, they're going to rob you blind. They're going to hire a bunch of thugs to carry it out on you. Our ancestors in every culture have gone through this over and over again. And your anger, your focus that they shunt off into sports and things where you care so much about your team's supposed to be your liberties, your freedom, your family. That's what all those energies are for. And I don't go out to a lot of demonstrations and things, especially where I'm around globalists, because when they're laughing and making jokes, as some lobbyists and some senators were doing, Kirk Watson locked himself in his office. I mean, I really almost start coughing up blood. I was screaming so loud. And that's why I did an hour and a half and had to leave. I know folks continue to show up in the hundreds off and on until the early morning hours. Now, going back to Jennifer, then Corey, Ronnie, Aaron, Mike, I want to move quick here now. Jennifer, describe, because I'm told even bigger crowds started showing up and infesting the Capitol with liberty to drive out the globalist roaches, the lobbyists that scattered like roaches when they saw us coming. Describe what you saw throughout the evening, people getting out on the gallery when they destroyed the bill past 11 p.m., excuse me, at night. What you saw last night being there.
Well, I was there earlier in the afternoon, and one of the main things that I found offensive is after visiting Kirk Watson's office, a group of about seven or so info warriors that we all kind of found each other headed to the Senate gallery doors. And they, one by one, as we approached the doors, they let each person in, and then they stopped me, and they said, you can't go in there with that shirt on. And the shirt that I had on was a tyranny response team shirt. So they let everybody else go in that was part of the group except for me, and I was told by the head of security that that was considered a protest banner, and if I wore the shirt into the gallery, that I would have to be arrested. So I didn't want to get arrested, so I backed down and just kind of hung out in the foyer there in front of the gallery until everyone else came out. So shortly after that, there was a wonderful woman handing out all sorts of pens and signs for all of us to make signs, and then we headed back down to the main foyer, which was right about the time that you were entering in, and of course we followed around with the crowd after that. But I think that the tyranny response team shirts are very powerful, and that they're afraid of that message. So I definitely encourage anybody that doesn't have one of those, if we can have protests like this in the future where 50 or 100 people show up wearing those specific shirts, I think it would be really fantastic. And then I'd just like to say that for those that have never done anything like what happened yesterday, the adrenaline of participating in something like that is unlike anything that you've ever experienced before. I mean, who cares about going to the Super Bowl or other things that may seem exciting in life? If you're actually there participating in the overthrow of tyranny, what can be more important on this entire planet?
And not going and just holding signs and groveling when they're trying to literally molest us, you've got to let these perverts, these criminals, these tyrants that want to break our will, let them know, scum, we're aware of what you're doing. We know you don't care about keeping us safe. You want to be able to get rid of our basic liberties. Everything this country was founded on. Jennifer, great to hear from you. Corey in Texas at the rally. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey there. Well, I just want to say I'll make it quick. You know, I was sitting on my couch yesterday, twiddling my thumbs, and I heard the call to go down and help out and speak my voice, and I hopped in the car and drove right down. And I just want to say to everybody that's listening how wonderful of an experience and invigorating that was. We went marching around the state capitol there and just letting our voices be known, and it just felt so good. I drove home just high on life and high on, it all, man. And
every day can be like that, because we literally routed that capitol. I mean, they describe it in the news that the booming chanting just totally took over and made the bill passage actually have to stop for a while. The politicians the senators were scrambling in fear because they know they've been doing wrong. And those senators are such cowards that when the House did the right thing, 138 to zip, they were all going to vote for it but one, and that's Dewhurst, we now learn. And Dewhurst, with the feds, which violates state ethics rules, the media is reporting, with federal lobbyists on the floor, went around and basically threatened people and said, you don't tell anybody I'm doing this, but you don't do this or we're going to have the feds shut down transportation. And we have the letter as well. I mean, Dewhurst is unbelievable. This guy needs to get out of Texas, much less he should not be our lieutenant governor. I mean, that guy makes me want to throw up.
I completely concur, Alex. I do.
What do you think of Dewhurst now, though? It's not just that he brought the feds in and did this, but he wanted to keep it secret.
Well, here's the thing. I was having the thought that, I think that there's far more good people in this world than bad, but it just seems that bad people seem to have the hand on the power and can sneak their way in and wiggle their way in to control us, But there's enough good people out there if we just stand up and let our voice be heard, And that's what yesterday was about for me.
Well, it's important for everybody to call Dewhurst's office, but also call other senators' office and say it's going to be a litmus test. And let it be remembered that Dewhurst secretly sided with Obama to destroy the will of the Texas House and the Senate and to violate the Constitution and Bill of Rights of the federal and state government, and that he is a deceptive weasel who one newspaper reported celebrated after its defeat and made jokes. So he has a hatred, such a hate of liberty and freedom and honor that he's willing to pose as a conservative so he can sabotage things and sit there and lie and say he supported the bill. I mean, is that not just sickening?
Low as low could be, man. It is sickening. You're right.
Well, let it be known, David Dewhurst is a Benedict Arnold. David Dewhurst is a deceiver. You notice folks that support this groping openly, I hardly even attack them. I just say they're wrong and they're tyrants. But he is a spy. And, of course, he is former CIA and reportedly worked with Klaus Barbie in violent overthrows in Latin America. Ex-CIA spook Dewhurst sabotaged anti-TSA bill for Obama administration. We have all the footnotes and links to it. And, these guys live in a world of deceit. Well, we know they're liars, so the game's over. I appreciate your call, Corey. Ronnie, who's been calling for years, finally met him down there yesterday. Ronnie was at the rally. Tell us what you witnessed, Ronnie.
Well, for one, I saw Lieutenant Governor Screwloose years ago at the meeting of a question and answer thing and I asked him about the CIA, and he angrily shot me this evil thing. You talked about it earlier. He's evil. I mean, he radiates evil. Lieutenant Governor Screwloose. Anyway, are you there?
So you mean Dewhurst. Yeah, Screwloose.
Well, yeah, Screwloose. I mean, he's got to have a Screwloose to think he's going to get away with this delusion.
So what did he say at the CIA when you brought the CIA up?
It's a bunch of conservative guys, the Lake Travis Republican Men's Club, and he just kind of, he just looked at me. He just looked at me with this evil thing. Yes, but how dare you ask me?
Well, it's not that he even was at the CIA. A lot of them are analysts, or you can look at their histories. He has a death squad history with Klaus Barbie, a top Nazi, admittedly, who was under the CIA control. And we have all the links to mainstream news in our article about it. So, of course, he doesn't want you to bring it up. I mean, this guy is a tyrant. And he thinks, because he's a smiley-faced fake Texan with a fancy suit, that we're all here to bend over, and that it's cute that pot-bellied pigs want to grope our daughters and sons. You know, Dewhurst, you're the one calling for this. You're the one pushing it. You're the one trying to basically urinate all over liberty. Well, we're not putting up with it.
Yeah, screw loose, I call him.
But listen, anyway. I appreciate your call, Ronnie. And again, my point is he's like a dog hiking his leg on the Constitution and trying to dominate us and trying to sneak around. We're calling you out, okay? You don't own us. Get that through your punk brain. Let's go ahead and talk to Aaron in Texas. Go ahead. You were at the rally.
Yes, thank you very much, Alex, for deciding to change your mind and get active again. And because I think you're a great leader, I've always thought that. And but please stay focused and keep doing it. That's all. I mean, one time is not enough. Man, are you willing to keep on keeping on?
What do you mean one time's not enough? I fly around, speak to groups of people, been to hundreds of demonstrations, dozens of black op gun confiscation drills. I've gone to Bilderberg. I've been arrested, detained. And people call me up and say, you need to make your bones, boy. You haven't done anything. And I appreciate you saying I'm a leader. Look, here's the reason I don't go to a lot of demonstrations and things. It's up to the citizens to do that. It's up for you guys to be leaders. And that's why I went and did an hour and a half, and then I left. I said, I knew more people were coming. And I said, you know, I mean, this is part of your birthright. I don't want to make it a cult of personality about Alex Jones. I want it to be a cult of personality about liberty and freedom and ideas, because ideas are bulletproof. Also, I get so wound up in public. I mean, if you were there, that you know that, I mean, it's a wild situation, okay? And also, I can electronically, in the time I go out and do a demonstration or something, and maybe have a little local media coverage or something, and that's good for everybody else to do because in the aggregate it's huge, I can sit here and do radio, TV interviews, do special reports that reach millions of people a day who are new. And so I'm trying to spur the overall awakening. And you know, if I am a general in the fight for liberty, which, quite frankly, I'm one of the biggest generals out there after Ron Paul, then I need to be out there, you know, generally breaking down the enemy operations, not always charging around in the field. I mean, I was a private a long time ago, and then I was a sergeant, and then I was a captain. And at a certain point, here's another issue, and when I have events or announce events or go to other things with a long-term position, that gives COINTELPRO a chance to get in position and try to manipulate it or deceive people or put provocateurs in, okay? Because a head's easy to cut off. A head is easy to politically discredit. That's why if I can spontaneously announce something and go do it, it'll be a success because they don't have time to maneuver their fake patriots into position to cause problems. Does that clarify things for you, Aaron?
Well, again, I just if you stay active in whatever measured way, it would be great. And doing the TV channel idea where you're like on a TV channel type thing, I think that's what you have going forward, right? That's really going to be a great idea. That's really the alternative media going more full-fledged with the full cornucopia of options for people.
Aaron, so overall, what was your view of what happened yesterday?
Oh, I just think it's the greatest thing ever because I know when you get these Texans riled up, they're going to do the right thing, the American thing. So I'm, you know, so happy about it.
God bless you, Aaron.
The action.
I hear you. Listen, well, that is why it was so empowering because we shook that place. We dominated the media. The media that was covering the House and Senate, dozens and dozens of cameras came, newspapers, and it's all over the world that people are resisting. And now it's in every major paper out there that I've looked at that Dewhurst is a sneaky little creature and that the Republicans were going to blame Democrats for killing this. Well, it was a Republican. It was Dewhurst with Obama. And so we've drawn them out. It's a big victory, big victory. We're getting fluoride taken out in cities all over Europe, Canada, and the U.S. Big victories. When we take action, we have victory. Not the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, 10th, 30th, 50th time, but you keep pushing. Resistance is victory. You are unstoppable. Let's talk to Christy in Texas, who was there. Christy, welcome.
Can you hear me?
I can, Christy. Welcome.
Hello. We were there a little while after you got there yesterday, and my family and I, my two daughters and my husband went, and a friend of ours, and came in and heard the noise and found you upstairs. So it was just amazing. It was an awesome experience for the girls.
I'm told that my voice, but then all the chanting, literally filled the entire Capitol, and it's giant. Rob said that he was in the chambers of the Senate and heard us three levels down just taking over the entire chamber.
Yeah, yeah, we were, you know, wondering where to go. And
well, you know what that is. That's why in wars, when a bunch of armies clash, there's this rah, because people are getting fired up.
Right.
And it was that rah, totally
right.
Freaking out. And it was like a song.
Yeah.
The cops were smiling and, oh, hearing it, wanting to join us. I could see it in their eyes. I mean, it was liberty, which is rah, rah. And that's what freedom is. It was, ah, we're coming for you. Pitchforks. Here, cops, take some. But it was figurative. And it's that song of liberty that will rise the spirit of freedom. Do you see what I'm saying?
It's a God-given thing. That is a right given by God, not by the government, not by the police, not by anybody. And it's instinctive and natural, and you know, anybody that knows that, it's obvious. But, you know, it was a great experience for the girls. They really wanted to talk to you if you have time to talk to them. We homeschool, and they're here right now. So,
are those some of the great children I met?
They were the two girls. We've got a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Well, I was going a little wild a few times. I'd look around and see children, so I apologize if I was rebuking some of the lobbyists and was acting like a frothing goblin. But sure, we're going to skip this final break so we have time to talk to them and the other folks that are holding. But bring your daughters on. How are you young ladies doing?
They're doing great. You know, they... last night before we went to bed, my oldest daughter said, "Mom, this was probably the greatest day, the best day of my life." And, you know, I'll let her talk about that herself. But anyway, it was great to actually do something. We were listening and going about our day, and it was about lunchtime. And, you know, you said, "Come down here. I'm going down." And you don't have an excuse, especially if you live close to Austin. And she just looked at me and said, "Mom, we don't have an excuse." So I called my husband, and he said, "Yeah, let's go." And it just happened, and it was great. And they, you know, they both agree that we just need to do this more, and we need to, you know, just say what we believe and not back down. And, you know, we're just past the point of caring who doesn't like it and who doesn't agree. Family,
well, see, that's that spirit. That's the spirit of standing up, not being intimidated by the cops and the metal detectors and the surveillance, stepping through any fear. And then suddenly you're empowered and you realize you've got the moral authority, and it's that spark that can light the fires of liberty that will sweep these vampires aside. They will burn up like vampires at high noon. Go ahead and put your oldest daughter on.
Okay, her name is Rennie, and here she is.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It was good to meet you. What did you think about what happened yesterday?
I was really proud to be a part of it, and I just thought it was amazing just to do something.
Well, you've got great parents that don't sit you in front of Apprentice and American Idol and this culture of death. And we need to reach out to more young people and to more parents so that their young people can experience the birthright of free human beings, not just Americans or Texans. Anything else that you'd like to add? What does your little sister think about all this?
I'm not sure what she thought, but we both thought it was just so cool to be with other people who know the same thing, because it's rare to be with other people.
Well, the big secret is we are the fastest and largest minority in the country. We have much more than 5% that started and won the Revolutionary War, and we really are beginning to become the majority. We just haven't gotten together. This culture, this television culture, this fake culture they've superimposed has blinded people from their real human culture of liberty and freedom. And so we are the majority, and that's why getting out in public, talking to others, going to city council, speaking at the school board, that's where we're going to find the like-minded people and learn that we really are the majority and we have the right to not be servile slaves.
I agree. It was great. And here's my sister. Thanks for talking to us.
You bet. By the way, these are young girls. They're very well spoken. What's your name?
Hi, Alex. My name is Rustin.
How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
What did you think of the event?
It was amazing. And like my sister and mom said, it was the best day of my life, just getting out there and standing up for our rights and doing what we needed to do. We've been needing to do this forever.
Now, are you the big sister or the little sister?
The little sister.
The little sister. Wow. What do you think of David Dewhurst, the Black Op Death Squad commander of Latin America, the Texas lieutenant governor secretly killing the bill under Obama orders?
It's pathetic. That's just not, that shouldn't happen. It's just,
well, he's probably listening out there, so he needs to know, though, that the people are waking up. Well, I want you guys to have a great Friday and weekend coming up, and it's just wonderful to see the young people involved, and you've got great parents. God bless you. John, who's up next here? Mike in Texas at the rally. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was there. It was a wonderful, wonderful rally. I loved seeing everyone there, and you know, it was funny because as soon as we all came in, you could see people on the third floor coming out of their office, and everyone was sitting there staring at us. It was a huge event there. Everyone was talking about it. It was the biggest thing they've seen in probably for forever.
Because we didn't step and fetch and stand out front our little podium, and you know, they put the few thuggish DPS guys out there to kind of bug their eyes out at you. Wasn't like that in the past. Instead, we're like, this government's in the wrong, this Senate are traitors, and we're here to expose the threatened federal no-fly zone over Texas. And we had the moral authority, and I've been watching the video, and it can't even capture it. That building, it was like designed for sound to just blast through it. And what was the sound like, the way that building was shaking?
So loud. I mean, it was unbelievable. I'm the same. I had the same reaction about those videos because it was unbelievably loud. It was just, yeah, exactly the way it would carry, the way everyone's voice would just carry. And you know, when we got right up next to those doors, Alex, yelling "cowards, cowards, cowards," they. I mean, I can't even imagine what it was like on the other end of that. Those guys had to be just shaking.
Well, they were
to run for cover or something. I mean, you wanted to wet themselves. I mean, I don't know. I mean, and looking around, even at those guards were looking at us like they were in the wrong. Like even they were in the wrong. Like they didn't even want to be doing their job.
Well, because they're protecting a criminal group of leadership senators rebuking the unanimous vote of the House, which is unprecedented. And having the feds come in and say, we'll shut down all your air traffic. That's how the Civil War started. I mean, this is big stuff. And now Dewhurst is being routed in the Texas media. I mean, I read some of these headlines earlier that Dewhurst was sneaking around and doesn't want it known. And the Republicans are turning against him. Senator Dan Patrick is saying he won't support him for governor or U.S. senator now. And this is their Waterloo. And in the special session or the next session, we will win this thing. We will have Texas call the feds bluff. And this is part of America finding its legs again. I appreciate your call. You know, I'm out of time, and I want to go to Andrew and Eric, but I am just out of time, and I got to go on national TV. I got a lot of other news I got to cover. We have some special reports tomorrow. Aaron Dykes, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Paul Watson tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Bob Chapman, it's going to be jam-packed tomorrow with news and information. I didn't get to some of this news on the economy and Pakistan and some other key information, but we'll be able to track all that at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you want to track that info. and check it out for yourself. But this article about Dewhurst, ex-CIA spook Dewhurst, sabotaged anti-TSA bill for Obama administration, is so important. We need to make examples of this guy. This guy thinks you don't see who he is. He thinks he operates off of your gullibility, off of you being nice and friendly and thinking monsters like him don't exist. Well, they do exist. And you got to stop being afraid of these vampires and say, you know what? I'm going head up against you. And I'm going over you. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.